Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. On today's journal entry, we have Anna. Her childhood temper tantrums and debilitating need to be perfect followed her into adulthood, and she knew that she needed to find another way to manage her emotions. She quickly took to the personal growth world and tried lots of different things, but she eventually stumbled upon the work of something magical that worked so quickly for her, and she believes it's changed her life and her mindset, and now she helps other people with that too. She's going to share all about it on today's episode. Let's dig in. Welcome, Anna. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I have been watching your stories on Instagram, especially last night, and I've been like totally crushing on you and your mindset and like all the things about you.
Oh my gosh, you're making me blush.
So tell the people a little bit about you, where you're from, and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Anna Lawrence. I have spent most of my life in Colorado. I went to school in Kansas, which was random, but I absolutely loved it. I went to KU. And then my now fiance and I moved to New Zealand for a year after school. And I started my business about 3 years ago. I'm a mindset and empowerment coach. I've been coaching for 4 years. And just really like looking back at the past 4 years, it's so cool to see how like COVID actually like brought me to coaching. I lost my job as a ski instructor. I had been going to school, or I went to school for elementary education, and just didn't click with that. And so I was really looking for what I wanted to do, and coaching kind of came into my space when I lost my job during COVID. And I was working for Noom as a health coach and weight loss coach. And it was beautiful introduction into coaching, but it wasn't the type of coaching that I wanted to do. And so I got trained for a year with Chopra as a total well-being coach and kind of leaned into this like more holistic approach to health and well-being, seeing the person, like the whole human, mind, body, and spirit. And I really wanted to come about it from the approach of like realistic and sustainable wellness and change, because I had always really struggled with perfectionism and the need to control and dealing with like such high levels of stress and overwhelm because of these unrealistic perfectionist expectations that I put on myself. And so it took me a while, but it was last April that I really started to realize that the major role that mindset had played in my life and in my personal growth and development. And I was like, okay, yeah, I really want to hone in on helping women who have busy schedules, who are perfectionists and hyperachievers, and feel like they need to do it all, really start to shift their mindset so that they can lower their stress levels, be more present with themselves, with their environment, with their partner and their family, and just come back to like having fun and like enjoying life again.
That is so relatable. I think so many women are probably nodding their heads like, yes, I have so much on my plate. But I really liked what you shared, because I don't know if anyone else feels this, but I see and hear about life coaches, and I'm just like, but what does that mean? Like, my whole life? You can help me with my whole life? And so I love that you help with like a particular area, and I feel like the ripple effect is your entire life, but you like
100%.
Hone in on like that very real struggle of like all of the emotions that play into all of the things that are on your plate. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it definitely took me a while to get here. I think like many female entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs in general will resonate with like, it took a long time for you to figure out your niche and like, who am I talking to? And like all of these things. And I really, in the past few months, have feel like I've really, really settled into who I'm speaking to and just feeling really aligned with it. So it feels good to be able to share that and have that validated by you that like, yes, so many women are like seeking this.
If you don't mind sharing, what is your process, or how do you help people that come to you and say that they just have like so much on their plate and they don't know where to begin, or they want to like take things off their plate, they just don't know how or like where to start?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I like to focus on the unique ways that they self-sabotage and the specific negative thoughts that they're having when something goes wrong. Typically, like, you know, people pleasers are often thinking like, oh, they're going to judge me, or like, I can't do this. Or like, oh gosh, I'm so stupid. I can't believe I said that. So these really like negative patterns, I help shine a light on what those are uniquely for this person. And I do so through what's called the positive intelligence operating system. So Shirzad Shamin is an amazing coach, and he's an author. He wrote a book called Positive Intelligence and actually created an app and a program for people to go through that hones in on how you self-sabotage, your saboteurs, your top saboteurs, and brings about a level of awareness around them so that when they do come and step into the driver's seat and kind of take over, you're able to recognize and shift out of that and shift back to love, back to empathy, self-compassion, kindness, from what we call the sage perspective. And so I'm launching my first group program, actually, which is very exciting, this month. And it's a 6-week program. And the foundation of this program is they'll get access to the Positive Intelligence app. So it's an app that they have on their phone, and it's gamified. So it makes it really fun. It makes it super doable. And the commitment is only 15 minutes a day. So I'm hosting a masterclass next week called the Quick Fix Mindset Masterclass. And that really leans into like this idea that you can change your life and you can change your mindset in a short amount of time. Like, it doesn't have to take as much time and energy as us perfectionists typically think it does.
That was really eye-opening, because I thought you were going to say something along the lines of like, delegate, you know, but you went straight to like the underlying emotions of why we might put so much on our plate, or why we do the things that we do, like self-sabotage and people-pleasing, which makes a lot of sense, but my mind didn't even go there. It's always like an external thing, like, oh, people are always asking me to do these things, or I have to do these things for work, you know?
Yeah. And delegation is like a big part of it also, but I would think that's a different layer. So starting to have that self-awareness is like really getting to the root cause of the self-sabotage, of the stress, of the overwhelm, of the need to like say yes to so much stuff and put like, so you get to the point of like having too much on your plate. Once you get to the root and like realize like, okay, this is how I uniquely self-sabotage, and you start to bring that awareness, then it becomes easier to be able to delegate and to look outward to be able to take more stuff off your plate.
So is people pleasing a form of self-sabotage, or is that two separate things?
Yes, it is. So the approach that positive intelligence takes is that we have these 10 saboteurs. The main saboteur is the judge. The judge everybody has. We judge ourselves, we judge other people, we judge situations, oftentimes without knowing the full story. And the judge has 9 accomplice saboteurs, people-pleasing being one of them, the hyperachiever, perfectionist, the controller, the victim, the avoider. And so I have a freebie quiz where you can it's a saboteur quiz. So you can take this assessment and you see how each of these saboteurs rank for you. And then, I offer a call where we can hop on and like, look at the top 1 to 2 saboteurs and really like lean into like, okay, how are these specifically showing up in your life with yourself, how you speak to yourself, with your relationships with, you know, your partner, your kids, your coworkers, how it's showing up in work, like literally in all areas of your life.
Will you share that link with us? Because I definitely want to take it.
Yeah, absolutely. We all love a good quiz.
Yeah, for sure. Can you be all of them, or is it just like, and like a few of them are the top ones? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So generally, like, we all have a percentage of all of them to a certain extent. It's like super interesting. Like, I had somebody, a client who I met with, and she had her top 3 were all almost identical. It was all like 94, 95% were her top 3. And then it drops down a lot. Let me look and see mine. So it's definitely like, I've seen somebody just have, 100% as their top one. And then it drops down pretty quickly. So like I haven't taken this in a while. I should probably retake it, but my top two are the controller and the perfectionist. So the controller is at 8, the perfectionist is at 6, and then my lowest one ones are at 2. So you can see, like, I don't know if you can see that very well, but it kind of shows the rank of each of them. And the app is really awesome too, because you can customize it to focus on your top saboteur. So it is really uniquely created for you.
Very cool. So is that just like one of the components when you're working with your clients?
Yeah, it's one of the bigger components. So that combined with coaching, and the coaching method that I use is also in alignment with the Positive Intelligence Operating System. So we lean into what we call the five sage powers, like empathize, innovate, navigate. So there's just these different like games that you can play. So like navigate is like you flash forward and you meet your future self and you have your future self give you feedback and like advice on a situation that you're struggling with in the moment, as if everything, you know, turned out beautifully as it usually does. And so just really unique perspectives on how to approach it. And then I'm also a meditation teacher. And I teach a personalized meditation. It's called primordial sound meditation. And I, if they're open to it, I like to factor that in. So they get their own personal mantra based on their birth information. And that just helps to regulate the nervous system and to open yourself up to the infinite possibilities and like seeing so many different options, especially like when you run into a specific challenge or obstacle that typically triggers self-sabotage, rather than being like, this is my only choice. Like, I'm so stuck. This sucks. Meditation helps to support this idea of like, okay, like this is happening. And like, there's infinite possibilities for that are available to me. And like, I get to choose how I get to move forward. So I like to think that they're pretty complementary.
Yeah, this whole all of what you do sounds so fun, which is kind of like a relief, because when I think of myself potentially working with a coach to help me work through like a busy schedule and self-sabotage, it feels kind of scary. Like, oh my gosh, what am I going to, what am I going to do and face? But it seems like almost like a playful way. Do you feel like that's what your approach is?
Yeah, I really value coming back to joy and ease and fun. I think especially like when it comes to wellness and like health and wellness and creating new habits, we get so laser focused on what we think that we should do. And again, that's like oftentimes you're being hijacked by your saboteur. That's the perfectionist, seeing everybody else on social media, seeing their workout routine, seeing them eating healthy, seeing them running, like doing all of these things that you are then telling yourself, to be healthy, to be happy, to be successful, I need to be doing those things, even if you don't like it. And I actually started my coaching business helping people with their morning and evening routines and behavior change specifically. And one of my cornerstones was find something that you're passionate about. And I think too that like oftentimes people like wait until it's too late, or they're like diagnosed with like a chronic health condition or like a major injury. And so there is this like really heavy feeling to change, because it's like there's so much pressure on this like need to get better that we lose sight of why we're doing it in the first place. We want to change our lives. We want to change our mindset to think more positively. We want to bring in healthier habits that make us feel good so that we feel good. We want to feel our best. And I always say, like, think about a time when you have felt your best. Like, what are you doing in those moments? You're probably like having so much fun. Like, you might be at a concert or you might be on vacation. And it's just like, that is why we do all of this, so that we feel good and we can have fun. And I think it's so easy to like lose sight of that. So I really do try to prioritize that in my content and with my clients, because it's so easy to overlook that.
Kind of switching lanes a little bit, and bringing it to the story that you did yesterday in your Instagram, you were sharing three different ways that you were going about your day and Three things that you almost didn't do. One that I think is so relatable is you were at a coffee shop and you got your drink and it wasn't sweet enough. And you almost were just like, that's fine, I'll just drink it. But you did go up and ask for more sweetener, right?
Yeah.
So can you explain, like, why? I mean, that's so common. Why do people do that? And then how did you get yourself to go up there? Because I think so many women in a lot of the time wouldn't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was definitely coming from like a people-pleasing saboteur. And oftentimes we like to settle for like, oh, it's good enough. It's fine. And we don't ask for what we want, or, you know, maybe it even was something that you ordered, but they just like, it wasn't quite there. And so I just had this moment of like, kind of weighing out the cost and the benefit of if I didn't say anything versus the cost and benefit of if I did say something. And I'm like, okay, I drove 10 minutes to this coffee shop so I could work and like have a fun drink to like make work enjoyable, to go into a new space. And like, I've been really loving like lavender matchas recently, but I was like, I need to not do caffeine. So I did like a decaf lavender latte. And when I tasted it, it just like, I couldn't really taste the lavender. And so I was like kind of bummed. And then I like tasted it again. And I was like, no, you know what? This is not what I want. And I just needed a little bit sweeter. And so I originally like went up to the like cart to see if they had, you know, packets of sugar or something. And then I was like, nope, that's not what I want. And I like went up and I was like, hey, do you mind just putting another squirt of lavender in this? And she was like, oh my gosh, absolutely. And then came back and she was like, that was another 10 grams. Like, let me know if that's okay. And I'm like, yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much. And went and sat back down. And then she came back by later and she was like, yeah, are you enjoying your drink? And I was like, absolutely. Thank you so much. And as a, you know, somebody who's like in my head so much, I knew that if I didn't say anything, I would spend the whole time, every time I took a sip, being like, oh God, this isn't what I want. And that cost was not worth the slight discomfort of me stepping out of my comfort zone and going up to the counter and being like, hey, can you just add a little bit more sweetener into this?
And she probably enjoyed like making you happy by giving you that extra pump.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think we give so much power away and we create up these stories and these rules that don't exist, that keep us small and that keep us dissatisfied and out of a place of joy because we're so afraid of rejection. And I just remind myself that if they say no, like it's not a big deal. And I also, they're not going to say no.
Yeah. Right. Especially in that instance, it's like a pump.
Yeah. Yeah. Worst case scenario, they'd be like, yeah, it's 50 cents. And I'd be like, right. Okay, here you go.
Yeah. It reminded me, I think I texted you this, of when I got my hair done. Right now I'm a brunette, yeah, but I got my hair done at a brand new place because I was living in a brand new town and I was going for blonde because I was blonde at the time. And I literally came out like this orange. It was awful. And I actually went on my Instagram and I did like a story and I was like, what would you guys do? Would you guys like, just, you know, it is what it is. Maybe I'll get my own purple shampoo. I'll like try and fix it on my own. Or would you go back? And I did like one of those polls and tons of people voted that they would not go back. But then they messaged me saying that it's something that they're working on. And because of that, they would use this as an opportunity to say yes and to call the place and to go back. And then there were some people that did say yes, go back. And they also messaged me and they're like, you deserve this. Like you paid for that. And they're like pumping me up to call them. And I did. Eventually I did call them and I did go back. It didn't turn out even like that great, but I was proud of myself for that. Was like one of the boldest like self-love and self-care things that I did at that point. And I was like super proud of myself. Do you feel like a lot of like that's like one of the big outcomes that you see in your clients?
Yeah, I remember I had somebody had taken the saboteur assessment and their top saboteur is a people pleaser. And I asked her, I was like, all right, when you go out to eat or if you go to a coffee shop and they get your order wrong, what do you do? And she goes, oh, I don't say anything. I don't do anything. And I'm like, do you sit there miserable the whole time? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, my husband is always like, say something, like, let me say something. And she's like, no. Like, she doesn't even want anybody else to say something because she doesn't want to cause problems. And I was like, okay, your test is the next time you go out to eat and this happens, you say something. I'm like, are you like open to that? And she was like, yeah, definitely. And so just like coming back to what you said, like, I think it is something that like people are talking about more and more. And so people are like wanting to work on it more and like wanting to hype themselves up more. Mm-hmm. And I find a tool that really helps, the Mel Robbins 5-second rule, counting down from five and like get your body moving or start asking for what you want before you get to one. And that like, it's supposed to like activate a different part of your brain, and gets you out of the overthinking and the second guessing. And so I use that multiple times yesterday in those situations. So that's a really helpful tool if you need to just like do it.
I like I've tried the counting down, but I like what you said of like asking before you get to one. I feel like I would do that because I've counted down before and I'm just like, oops, I missed it. I didn't do the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And also too, like what this client had said, like her husband, I was like, tell your husband that we talked about this. Tell your husband mm-hmm. that this is something that you are working on. And so having that external accountability and like a partner or a friend can also help to like hype you up. Like you mentioned, like a lot of people were DMing you like, you got it, you can do it. Like, like sometimes we need that external hype. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I think that kind of helps to like boost the motivation and the momentum. And so find a way that you can get that when you need it. Just like anything, this is a muscle that you're flexing and you're growing and getting stronger and stronger. So you have to be practicing it. And this is what I love about the process that I work on with my clients. Is the 15 minutes a day of practice, you're actually working on strengthening the part of your brain that houses love, compassion, empathy, kindness, like positive thinking. And so by growing and strengthening that part of your brain, you're creating new neural pathways. And so asking for what you want and recognizing the self-sabotage and being able to shift, it becomes easier and easier and easier.
I like what you said too about having somebody to hype you up and hold you accountable. And that's basically what you do as a coach. Like, it would be so nice to then like report back to you like, oh my gosh, Anna, I did it. Like, and then like have be like celebrated for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like oftentimes too, we hear that like personal growth, even just the word, it like implies that you do it on your own. Mm. And really you don't. Like, community is so important. Like, I've been with my partner for 9 years. We're getting married in 4 months. We've known each other for 10 years. And a lot of people, like, we started dating when I was 20. And a lot of people are like, well, you don't know, like, life on your own. We did so much growing up together. But, like, we did it together. And oftentimes, you know, you hear that people around you are mirrors to you. And so I like to speak to the value of who you surround yourself with and community and mentorship, because you shouldn't have to do it alone. That feels very isolating. Obviously there's value to doing work on your own, but then being able to come back to community to be able to talk about it and work through it and, mm-hmm. you know, share your experience and celebrate and ask questions, like, and then have somebody to be able to reflect that back to you. I think it kind of 10x's your growth and your experience.
I never thought of it that way, like personal growth and personal development feeling so like almost isolating, but you're right. And it is, I have been a part of communities and worked with coaches and whatnot. And it's always so much like more fulfilling and enriching and whatnot. It's yeah, that was a really good point. So I feel like people are going to want to work with you after this. I want to work with you after this. So if people want to learn more about the quick fix mindset or the quiz or just more about you and what you do, where can they find you?
So I am mostly on Instagram. You can find me at @AnnaLawrence_coaching. And yeah, everything should be linked in my bio. My masterclass, The Quick Fix Mindset, you'll be able to catch the recording. And that's going to be leading into my 6-week group coaching program called Anchored, which is really just helping you like really anchor into who you are with like low stress, positive mindset, being more present while you like overcome self-sabotage and like actually enjoy what you're doing. If you want to get started with the quiz, that's an awesome free way to get into my world. And yeah, all of that is available on my Instagram.
Well, thank you so much, Anna. This was really eye-opening for me and also way more fun to like talk about people pleasing than I thought that it would be. So I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Samantha. This was fun.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners. So make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.